Hello, family and friends. I'm excited here for day two with Dr. Chris Howland and his wife, Pastor Vicki, pastors of the Father's House, a church on the southeast side of Indianapolis, and I'll say a beautiful church. I found your church 10 years ago. My son at the time was playing travel soccer. We were up here, and I looked on Dr. Barkley's network. Somehow I found out who is, you know, where is the church in the area, and you guys were, I found your church and came in. And had a great service that day, and had awesome. Fond memories from that, and you know, just beautiful church. I love your church. And
oh, bless your heart.
So it's great to be here. Well, Father, we come today hungry to receive, Father. We know your word is a living thing, Father. We're ready to receive, not only just to hear, Father, what you have to say today, but to apply this message to our lives to be a greater blessing to the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I know today we talked a little bit about maybe about getting into being a preacher's kid, and then maybe a story about or two about your dad.
Well, gosh, being a preacher's kid was a lot of fun, you know, because it was a lot of fun, but it was burdensome too, because you know, pastors back in those days really were run by the deacon boards or things like that, and so sometimes they could make it very difficult on your dad, or and in your mind, that's just your dad. You had great honor for him for being a preacher, but it was really at the bottom of the line, it was your dad. So we grew up sleeping underneath the pews, the services going long. You know, if you didn't have any chewing gum, you could always find a good soft piece underneath the a pew somewhere. And you just hope it still had some flavor in it. So you'd be under there just kind of doing the push test to see if it was soft or hard.
Is that when COVID started?
That's right. But in those days, it was, you know, the ladies had buns on their heads, a holiness Baptist type church, and they'd get to shouting. And as a child, I remember hairpins pinging off the walls, you know, as they would start shouting and praising God, and just different stories, you know, along the line. I remember one time a gentleman in our church, his name was Louie, and Louie was really, really quiet. He was very soft, but we called him Uncle Louie because he really was like our uncle.
Are you going to tell the piano story?
No, this is Uncle Louie.
That's my favorite one.
I know, I'll tell you. So Uncle Louie, you know, the little church that we had didn't have air conditioning or anything. The air conditioning was you raised a back window and propped it with a stick. That was air conditioning. And so Louie is sitting in the back, and he raised the window, and then Louie started shouting, "Wow! Oh God! My God!" And while he was shouting, he's peeling off his jacket. Well, revival. Yeah, I mean, people started shouting and ladies dancing, shouting. And back in those days, the men sat on the right-hand side of the church and the women sat on the left up in the mountains.
Wow.
And so Louie's shouting. And Dad, I mean, he had just started to preach. And man, he just let it roll. And people were in the altar weeping and crying. So at the end, as preachers do, Dad's at the back shaking everybody's hand as they go out the door. And when he got to Louie, he said, "Now, Brother Louie," he said, "man, the Holy Spirit really touched you today, didn't he?" And he said, "Well, Preacher Charles," that's what they called my dad, he said, "to tell you the truth, Preacher Charles," he said, "don't tell anybody else, because we did have a good church service, but when I opened that window back there, some yellow jackets flew down my jacket." And he pulled his shirt up, and he had welts. And so the yellow jackets were biting him, or hornets, whatever they were biting him and stinging him all on the back as he was sitting there. So when he reared back, they all started getting him. And he said, "I was just trying to get them out of my shirt." And it started revival. But
wow.
You'd have all kinds of stuff like that. I remember one time, Teddy shared, we had a guy in the church that died, and his wife, they just lived as mountain living. I mean, they had literally had like a log cabin. And back in those days, you still had what was called a wake at home. And so the undertakers would prepare the body, put them in the living room of the house, and everybody came to your house to view your loved one. And so they come to visit her, and they bring dishes and all that. And she is, everybody's smoking and talking, and it's so loud, you can't even hear yourself think. They said, so the only place we could find to sit for a minute and talk where we weren't disturbed was in the little bathroom they had. So he said, I made sure and left the door open and cracked so we could talk. She sat on the top of the commode, lid down, you know, and he said, I sat on the edge of the tub to talk about the funeral arrangements. And he said, it was all good. She told me what she wanted and how she wanted the funeral to go. And he said, we stood up to leave. And he said, I guess it was just habit, but she turned around and flushed the commode. So they had to walk out of the bathroom with everybody in the house looking at them coming out of the bathroom. And if you'd known my dad, he was super, super shy. So I could only see him just about. He said, if the floor could have just swallowed me whole, I would have been thrilled. So it's just stories like that you have. Dad used to, while he was preaching, we would keep a list as kids of how he would get stuff backwards, or he would, and every pastor knows what I'm talking about, because my sons have done that all of my life with them as well. But
there are ongoing lists.
Ongoing lists.
Ongoing.
But at the same time, you remember all of the lives that have been changed through your dad's ministry. My dad just went to heaven a couple of years ago. Married my mom, was married to her for 62 years. Preached for 60. He preached all the way up till 2 weeks before he died.
Praise God.
And lived a life. I've never known Dad not to walk with God or live a life of godliness. And so being his son, there were also, you went to every funeral, you went to every wedding, you were always wherever he was, we always had to go.
Right.
And then they kept foster children. Hundreds of foster children from the time I was 2 till I was 16. So it was nothing for us to have 10 to 13 children in our home at any given time. They did that, and then Mom and Dad were the first youth shelter parents, teaching parents in North Carolina. Okay. And to try to stop some of the youth from going to JDC. So a lot of experiences with that. More stories than you have time, but it was quite an experience.
Well, praise God. If you would pray, we'll go on to day 3.
Father, we thank you for those that are listening today. Lord, I pray that you would just let the joy of the stories that we shared be in their heart. Yes, give them something to laugh about.
Yes.
Your kingdom is joy. Yes. Part of your kingdom is joy. It's also righteousness and peace, but joy is in there. So bless them today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, looking forward to day 3 here, and do want to give a praise report. Last night I was disappointed I couldn't go see my buddy Ray Bench preaching in the Evansville area, because I had a commitment to preach down in Dixon, Kentucky at the Teen Challenge Center, and had 2 young men come forward to give their life to Jesus. So praise God. We're at the end of the end times here, and so every soul that comes to the Lord here is an extra blessing in these last of the last days. Well, folks, you can contact pastors at their website at TFH for the Father's House, Indy, TFHIndy.com. We sure do love you all, and God loves you. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.